I used to live on South B Street and moved out to Fayetteville. And when you live, you know, when you live in the more affluent areas of the county, I think the disparity is more evident, and which is one of the reasons why we decided in this neighborhood to do a free bulb giveaway. I know on the West Side, Skunk City area, they actually have organized their own free bulb giveaway in the past. For a number of years in Eastwood, the Eastwood Neighborhood Association, they have organized a free bulb giveaway. So there are some other neighborhoods that have sort of duplicated what we do in the Westcott neighborhood.
Right. So it's, the burden's not entirely on your shoulders for the entire city.
Right. We don't have the resources. We're a small committee of four people. We don't have the resources to do fundraising for the whole city. We are thinking more and more, though, about how we could make the project available to parts of the city where there's less disposable income. I mean, that's a challenge for us. That's a nut we have to crack yet.
Okay, fair enough. And then maybe just about the tabling around it. So they have the giveaway, right?
Right. Well, we call this sort of like the bulb giveaway / garden extravaganza. We have a number of we have neighborhood organizations here, like the Westcott Community Center, where the project takes place. The Westcott East Neighborhood Association has a table. Then we have sort of like garden-related Save the Rain, and we have some composting organizations here that have literature on worm composting. We try and make it sort of garden food related every year.
Great.
One other thing that I would add, in terms of, I mean, this to me was a great example of neighbors working together. Off Salt Springs, I think it's Edge Hill Circle or Edge Hill Road. Two years ago, the neighbors pooled their resources and they bought 1,200 daffodil bulbs. And then last year, they bought 500 daffodil bulbs. And I thought that was such a great example of when folks can just, you know, get together and throw some money in a pot and do something that'll help everybody on the street.